Fishermen, residents, and borough officials filled the Chilkat Center lobby Thursday evening to hear from Harbor Master Sean Bell. He updated the crowd on projects and upgrades at Lutac, Letnikoff, the Portage Cove Harbor, and the cruise ship dock. But the focus of the forum quickly turned to Portage Cove and the small boat harbor expansion project. There have been a few changes to the 95% plan of the Portage Cove Harbor expansion, including a shortened wave barrier, the accompanying dredging, and plans for a two-lane drive-down ramp. With the wave barrier being brought down to 600 feet instead of 700, that raised questions where dredging should happen to compensate for the 100 feet less of protection. Here's Bell.
So the base bid that we have is 600 linear feet of breakwater. But the thing that we identified right off the bat is our dredging is not matching our breakwater base bids.
Because there is less wave protection, the plan had to be tweaked a little with everything moved over to get behind the shorter wave barrier. There is an option for an additional 33 feet in the revised plan, but only if money and resources allow. The plan no longer includes the full 700 feet because of budgetary restraints.
Whatever we end up getting for the breakwater, we don't anticipate coming back at a later date and then adding to it. So we wanted the base bid dredging to match the base bid of the breakwater regardless.
After P&D completed a wave study, it was decided that the future launch ramp needed to move over to reap protection from the wall. The sewer output line has also been moved over in the new draft to compensate for the reduced barrier.
Obviously, there's a huge amount of savings from all this dredging that's now not having to be accomplished. The biggest downfall, well, we now have a smaller basin to work with. We were still able to squeeze in what we wanted to in the original design, but it tightens things up a bit, for sure.
The adjustments bring the cost for the wave barrier, dredging, and parking lot to around $18.3 million, with $19.5 million to spend. So, Bell said, some of the add alternates, including additional dredging, could happen sooner rather than later. The expansion still includes 45 additional slips and several hundred feet of extra moorage space for larger vessels. Bell told the group that there are currently 90 people on the waiting list for a spot at the harbor. But Bell maintained that the plan is still just a concept, and details can be changed. With the recent revelation that another permit is needed by the Army Corps of Engineers, the project will be delayed by up to a year. The Section 408 permit will require various studies, one of which has to prove that the additional wave barrier won't compromise the rubble mound, which was an Army Corps project.
This permit caught us by surprise. It caught P&D by total surprise, and really the local Army Corps in Anchorage, and they were unprepared for this as well.
Audience members raised questions about how the engineers didn't see this coming. They also asked whether the borough could just purchase the rubble mound from the Corps to avoid lengthening the process. To that, Bell replied,
"It's not as simple as just saying, just give us ownership of it and we're free of the 408. Because like I said before, they want other studies. We're changing the federally designated route regardless. So we still have to apply for it. They still want us to do the studies on the refraction of the waves of the sediment. So even if we were to take ownership of it, which I don't know that we would do or are able to do, it still wouldn't break us free from that permit."
Borough Manager Dave Sosa also addressed the concern about why no one saw this coming. He said that the permit went into effect in Alaska in July 2014, and the harbor project in Haines is among the first in the state to require it.
Lucky us, here we are now. So we're going through this and we're learning. The Army Corps of Engineers for Alaska is learning. So we're still trying to understand the full impacts.
At the meeting, Bell also briefed the public on the funding future for various aspects of the harbor expansion, including a two-lane launch ramp. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game has agreed to put up $500,000 for 3 years for the ramp, with the borough on the hook to match 25%. Bell said he would request $100,000 a year from the borough's Capital Improvement Project, or CIP, budget until the ramp is funded. Fish and Game will require wave protection, the funding match, and enough parking for the agency's trucks and trailers. But is a two-lane launch ramp really necessary for such a relatively small harbor? Here's Deborah Schnabel.
Has there been a market study to determine whether and why we need a two-lane launch ramp?
Sosa responded that most of the cost comes from getting a ramp in at all. So why not add an extra lane for a significantly smaller cost while it's being built? He added that the cost associated with a study like that is between $25,000 and $45,000 and that borough staff is already looking into it. He said the 408 permit delay might allow for more time to actually complete a study on whether there is justification for a larger ramp. Bell added that he would also request $100,000 from the CIP for harbor aesthetics in FY17 and between $25,000 and $50,000 in FY18 and 19. More money from the CIP for the harbor project will be requested in coming years for moorage floats. State Tier 2 grants, which require a 50% match, are also a potential funding source. For now, it's a bit of a waiting game until more is known about exactly what the surprise permit will entail. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.